absolutely delighted. It was a tight affair. I don't think there was going to be too many chances in the game. Difficult to come here. I know these have had a little bit of a dip in their form, but it's still a difficult place to come with the movement and the two they got up front. But I thought we were very resilient when we had to be. We opened up the game and showed some, I thought, real good quality at times. Jake had, an excellent chance in that second half. But no, really delighted with the win.
You look quite frustrated in the first half, Chris. Were you frustrated at the speed the Albion were getting the ball forward at?
Good timing, eh? Good timing.
Thank you.
Do you want to start again or no? Or you just want me to continue? No, I think it was the nature of the game. As the away team, no, I don't think you can get too frustrated. But I know we've got good footballers in the team, and we're a side that's used to moving this ball, and perhaps we need it to move this ball a little bit quicker. Their shape sometimes dictated that. But I thought the periods of the game where we were able to do that, but it's difficult. You know, as I say, you're away from home, and you also want to make sure you're compact as a team.
You were talking about delivery from free kicks last week. You got another good delivery today from Solly March.
No, excellent. My first impression was that I thought it was too long at the time. But I think if you're delivering it with that type of pace, I think you've always got a chance. And it's very difficult to defend against. And, of course, what you need is you need somebody at the end of it to put it in the back of the net. And of course, Rowan was able to do that.
And games changed so quickly because just 30 seconds earlier, Charlton hit the bar, Chris.
Yes, they did. And my first impression of the game, I thought was in. I thought it was going to be in. But that's the margins of the game. And that goes in, it becomes more difficult for us. Jake's opportunity where he's opted to lift the ball over the goalkeeper, that goes in. Perhaps it's a little bit different and a little bit more comfortable. But I think coming away from home, you know, it's always going to be difficult and always going to be tough days. And a clean sheet and, of course, a win is very important.
The free kick that was won for the goal was won by Craig McHale-Smith, who seemed to put in a performance that was just full of energy and commitment up front, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, I can only say about my impressions of Craig, and I know him, of course, as a player. I think it's taken him a little while to get back from an injury that kept him out for a period of time. And I think the type of player that Craig is, that relies on that type of movement and that energy that he's got, sometimes can take just that little bit longer to come back. But I thought he was excellent today. And he always gave us an outlet.
Did you get the feeling watching him, you know, you've watched him in training, watched him today, he's really getting to something back like that form?
Well, he needs spaces because that's his strength. His strength is running into areas and giving himself opportunities to score. It's very difficult to speak about him in the period before I went there, but as I say, I do know that he was out for a while from injury, and sometimes it can take that little bit longer, but was really delighted with what he gave us today.
Defensively as well, you've just said three clean sheets on the bounce. Now that's always good news.
Yes, it is, and I think if you speak to defenders, I think they very much welcome that. And a goalkeeper is part and parcel of the games, and if you can keep as many clean sheets as possible, then of course you've got a great chance of winning football matches.
Overall, Chris, you know, you've had a week in charge now. How do you see the squad? How do you think things developing?
Well, of course, the results have gone well for us, so I can only speak well about what they've given me. We still have a responsibility to the team and to the club and to supporters to try and make this squad as good a squad as possible. So that's something that we will continue to do. It's never easy, but certainly the players can't give me any more than what they've given me.